Yo, 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 what's up, self-care squad? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of real talk and unapologetic truth bombs about surviving and thriving in this crazy Gen Z world. We all know life can feel like a chaotic TikTok feed, right? One minute you're slaying that assignment, the next you're spiraling over a questionable meme. But guess what? You've got to learn how to navigate this emotional rollercoaster with some serious self-awareness, aka building your emotional intelligence. And trust me, it's not about lighting scented candles and sipping chamomile tea, although those things are cool, no judgment. This is about leveling up your mental game and becoming the ultimate CEO of your own freaking emotions. Let's get real for a sec. Ever felt like you were walking on eggshells around people because you couldn't handle their drama? You know that feeling when someone throws shade at you and instead of owning it, you just implode? Yeah, me too. It happens to the best of us. But here's the tea truth, self-care isn't about avoiding difficult emotions, it's about understanding them, managing them like a boss, and using them to your advantage. Here's the lowdown on how to level up your emotional intelligence through self-care. 1. Tune into your feelings. First things first, you gotta know what you're feeling. Seriously, take a moment to check in with yourself throughout the day. Feeling stressed? Anxious? Super hyped about that new drop? Don't just brush it off, label those emotions like a pro. This is your emotional GPS helping you navigate life's twists and turns. 2. Master the art of mindfulness. This isn't about becoming some Zen master who can levitate, although that would be pretty cool. It's about being present in the moment, focusing on your senses, and letting go of those pesky thoughts that keep you spiraling. Think of it like a mental reset button. When your brain starts racing, take a deep breath, ground yourself in your surroundings, and BAM instant chill vibes. 3. Embrace the power of journaling. You know those late-night existential crises? Or the times you just need to rant about that annoying coworker? Channel all that energy into your journal. It's like having a therapist who never judges and is always down for a midnight chat. Writing things down can help you process emotions, gain clarity, and track your progress. 4. Fuel your body and mind. Listen up, self-care isn't just about mental health, it's also about physical well-being. Eat those fruits and veggies, yes, even broccoli. Get some sunshine, vitamin D's life, and move your body in ways that make you feel good. Think dancing like no one's watching, hitting the gym with your squad, or simply going for a walk in nature. 5. Set boundaries like a boss. You're not obligated to be everyone's therapist, right? Setting boundaries is crucial for emotional intelligence. It means protecting your energy and prioritizing your well-being. Learn to say no when you need to. Don't feel pressured to please everyone and surround yourself with people who lift you up. Alright, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this, you're at a party, surrounded by people, feeling the pressure to be on. But instead of freaking out, you take a deep breath, remember your mindfulness techniques, and actually engage in genuine conversations. You set boundaries when someone tries to drag you into drama, and you leave feeling energized and confident. That's the power of emotional intelligence. Look, I know it takes effort to build this stuff up. But trust me, once you do, life will be a whole lot smoother, more fulfilling, and way less stressful. You'll become that person who handles pressure like a champ, navigates relationships with grace, and radiates an aura of self-awareness that's seriously infectious. So, what are you waiting for? This is your call to action. Ditch the scrolling, put down your phone for 5 minutes, and take a moment to check in with yourself. Ask yourself, what's making me feel stressed? What brings me joy? How can I show myself some love today? Remember, this self-care journey is yours to own. Don't be afraid to experiment, find what works for you, and keep pushing forward. And don't forget to share your wins with me. DM me on Insta, tag the podcast in your TikToks, or stitch it with your own thoughts. Let's build this self-care community together. Now go out there and slay. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share the Self-Care RX podcast like it's the ultimate life hack. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.